Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great day yesterday, a long and busy but good day. Worshiping with God's people, a fellowship time last night at Deer Run. Very blessed by those that came and participated and just enjoy being around one another and encouraging one another. And so if you're in the South Bend area, we do these BFFs, Burger Fellowship and Faith Nights every so often. And the next one's scheduled for August 28th at 6 p.m. And I definitely invite you to join us as we fellowship together with some food and devotion time. This week on our daily prayer time, devotion time here each morning during the week, we're going to be talking about courageous discernment and this idea of living with integrity, living with a discernment that sees beyond the surface and beyond, beyond what we really want to see. Sometimes we don't see what's really happening because we just as soon wouldn't. We like the little bubble that we kind of create for ourselves to live in. And to know what's really going on, we're not always pursuing that. Our overriding verse, the primary verse for the week, comes from Hosea chapter 14, verse 9, and it says, "Who is wise? He will realize these things. Who is discerning? He will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them." The same ways, it's just our attitude and our approach to them as to whether we walk in them or we stumble within them. But today's specific focus is to have discernment to understand God's laws. Psalm 119, verse 125 says, "I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes." There are things in the Bible that I think we look at and we read and they seem fairly universal. They seem fairly straightforward. And that shouldn't take too much effort to understand and apply them to our life. God's statement, His command that we should have no other God before Him doesn't seem to me to be all that complicated. That God says He ought to be first in our life, and to follow Him, we need to be careful that we're not putting something else ahead of Him. But there are other parts of God's law that we look at, parts of His Word that, well, we have difficulty understanding because, well, partly because the enemy has given us his version. And we kind of get accustomed in life to looking for loopholes. Jesus says to love your neighbor. Well, we read in the Gospels of a man coming to Jesus, knowing that, quoting that, responding to Jesus that is part of the greatest commands in the Bible, to love God and to love your neighbor. And yet, he asked Jesus, And the Bible says he wanted to justify himself. He wanted to make himself right. And so he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Again, not living so much with discernment, but I think looking for a loophole, or perhaps not looking for a loophole, but maybe wanting to make sure that he was doing what he should do. He had proclaimed himself to be righteous, to have followed God's laws, but wanted confirmation from Jesus that he was doing it right. But that phrase that he wanted to justify himself, he wanted to make himself right, or to make sure he was right, leads him to ask the question, "Who is my neighbor?" And whether that sounds familiar to you or not, it likely the response of Jesus is familiar. It's a story we often call the story of the Good Samaritan, of a man who was traveling and was beaten and robbed and left for dead, and the religious leaders of the day would go by and do nothing. In fact, they would go to the other side of the road so as not to be contaminated by this unclean man. And finally, a person comes along and has pity upon him, has compassion for him, and helps him. But the downside in the Jewish culture especially was that this man that decided to help was a Samaritan. Someone that would have been considered unclean, someone who would have been considered unfaithful to God. They were generally excluded. But he cares for the man. He takes care of his needs. He makes sure that he has what is necessary for healing and for recovery. And Jesus turns the tables on this man who initially asked the question about who was his neighbor and wants his response. And the response is, I suppose the neighbor was the one that showed mercy. And as Jesus would do in his teaching, he would be very direct and yet subtle, and says, go and do likewise. And so we read God's word and it tells us things like loving our neighbors and loving our enemies and doing good to those that persecute us and submitting to one another and serving one another in love. And so God says we should come to him for discernment and understanding his laws. Jesus comes along, and the people of his day had kind of defined what it was to follow God's laws. At least the religious leaders had defined it and expected people to live by it. Although Jesus says they're not living by it. He tells the people in general, he says, do what they tell you to do, but don't do what they do. And so he comes along and he tells them, you've heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And when we ask God for discernment to understand what that means, to understand his laws, Jesus comes along and says, well, I tell you, if you've lusted or looked at someone lustfully, you've already sinned in your heart. You've heard it said, do not commit murder, but I tell you that if you harbor hate in your heart for another person, you've already committed that sin. And this discernment that we come to God and ask for is a discernment to realize that it's not simply the outward actions of our life that can be sinful, it's our thoughts. Those thoughts become actions. Those thoughts direct how we live. When we continually think badly about someone, we begin to see them as bad. And we sin in the way that we create partiality and favoritism and prejudice by our thoughts. And so we come to God and we ask God, knowing that He will give because He's a good and giving God. James tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change. And so this discernment to understand God's laws is not simply a discernment to know the text, it's a discernment to live the text. It's a discernment to realize that when God says to honor our father and mother, it's not simply a rule or a command for children who are what we would say underage. It's not a command that disappears when you turn 18 and you become an adult. The discernment says this is universal. This is God's desire that we would honor one another. And that honor begins in our home. In the New Testament, Jesus teaches that using the law as an excuse for not giving to God, as an excuse for not helping others, is a misuse of it also. And he talks about, Paul writes, he talks about the idea that we ought to care for one another, beginning within the family of God. Another application, I think, of that understanding of honoring our father and mother, honoring those who have taught us and instructed us and have cared for us. Discernment is an incredible gift and an incredible characteristic in a culture that uses every tool at their disposal to convince us of something. From the advertising culture that wants to convince us we need a new car, we need a happy meal, we need something different. We live in a time where much of the advertising world is designed to make us dissatisfied with what we have. And asking God and living with this discernment to understand His laws, His Word, tells us to live with contentment. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to seek discernment from God. A discernment that understands His Word. Not just so that you know it, but understands it in order to practice it. To me, that's the ultimate test, the ultimate proof, so to speak, of understanding. Do you do it? I can say I understand a lot of things, but if I can't actually do it, do I really understand it? And when it comes to God's Word, I pray that we would have discernment, so that we understand it and we put it into practice. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. your love has been poured out upon us and your love is extended to us even while we were dead in our sins. God, today I come specifically asking that you would help us to seek discernment from you. That we would have discernment to understand your word, your laws, your statutes more accurately and live them more fully. Father, in a world that wants to deceive us and Satan, that the master deceiver, may we have an understanding that cannot be fooled. Father, may that discernment that you fill us with help us to see not just the words of your law, not just the words of the Bible, but may we see and understand how to live them. May our mind and our heart live opposed to finding loopholes to get by with things that we really know are not right. May this discernment to understand help us to constantly seek what is good and right and true. May we live not seeking to justify ourselves, but seeking to be justified by you. And when your word teaches us that our neighbor is really more dependent on us than on them, that we begin to love people and show mercy. And when your word teaches us that our thoughts can be just as sinful and perhaps more sinful than our actions, may we gaze deeply into your word and understand what it means to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. God, today, may the discernment that we receive from you help us to understand and live according to your word. May we grow in that. May our obedience become more and more every day that we live. And may this discernment help us to know and to see and understand the opportunities that surround us. The opportunities to share Jesus with people. The opportunities to live as Jesus. So that people can see him in us. The opportunities to give those answers for the reason that we have hope. So God, today, as we ask you for discernment to understand your word, may our application of that discernment be such that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.